begun. You knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Glad to get you into my life.
Oh yeah, a little bit of the Beatles. Somehow we're getting half the song. We're not getting both of this. They used to separate back then. They used to separate stereo-wise, complete separation from one to the other. So
what we got here is the remastered version.
Yeah, yeah. They and that happens, but you get the general idea, right? Good morning and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. We have the new mastered version of Freedom Works. I am Paul Molloy, along with my buddy Big Ed Davis. We thank you for joining us. Hey, it is D-Day, June the 6th. 78 years ago, Americans landed in Europe. Wow. We're going to be talking in a few minutes with Michael Farron of the Mercatus Center, and we are going to talk about really good job numbers this past month, but a horrible economy. So stay tuned for that, will you? And by the way, Ron DeSantis has now beat Donald Trump in a straw poll for the second straight year at the Western Conservative Summit out in Denver, Colorado. Is that future things to come? We're going to get some thoughts on it, as well as a few other things, from the proprietor of the Barber Poll a little bit later in the show, Andrew Ceresi. So stay tuned for that as well.
Probably because Andrew snuck in there and voted 150 times for DeSantis.
Yeah, it's probably some of it. I can't argue that point. Hey, why is State Farm Insurance pushing kids' books on gender fluidity? Why would State Farm Insurance do that? What's the point? We're going to take a look a little bit later in the show. And in our Ultimate Top 10, we have been giving you, alphabetically by state, the best movie made in that state. So we're going to go today from Massachusetts to New Jersey. I think Ed was born in New Jersey. God help that state. But Massachusetts to New Jersey. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys, hey, it's hot out there. It's June. You got to get a haircut. You got to look good. You got to feel good. The best haircutting place in Tampa Bay, I'm pretty positive, I've never seen a better one, is Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's in Dunedin, in the Overcash Plaza, just north of State Road 580 Main Street, on Overcash Drive, stoplight right there, by the way. And they're open Tuesdays through Saturdays. Call first for your appointment, guys, 727-733-3773. Hey, a tip of the hat, by the way, to Senior Voice America. They precede our show. They're on 5 days a week, though, 8 to 10 a.m. Tim Bryce and Berkeley Badger. Stay tuned for them as well. All right. So we got a lot going today, as per usual. But President Biden is now thinking of taking the tariffs off China. Remember when Trump imposed tariffs on China? The idea that we can make the goods in America and be more competitive? Well, now Biden, in a desperate attempt to try and bring down the cost of goods, is considering a drawdown of the Chinese tariffs. The Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, has confirmed that. She was on one of the talk shows, I guess, yesterday. She said Biden personally asked her team to look into it. So, sounds like they're rolling it out. Right now, what they're doing is they're testing the waters. They have their henchmen or henchwomen go out and they go on the talk shows and they drop the hint. Then they want to see what the reaction is from people in Congress and stuff like that. Whether or not that's a good idea, I've always been a free marketeer. If they make it better than we do at a cheaper price, I say go for it. That's why we buy Japanese cars, or started buying Japanese cars. They were making a better car than we were. And the price was better, or at least as good. So that's how we got better cars from Ford and GM and Chrysler. when the Japanese showed that they could make a better car at a lower price. All of a sudden, now when you go out there, right, all the cars are much better made than they used to be. Speaking of cars, the national average price for a gallon of gas is now twice as much as when Biden took office. I mean it. Think about that. Now twice as much. He's been blaming Putin. I don't think Putin started the war on day one of his presidency. Correct me if I'm wrong. The average price projected, this is actually yesterday, was projected to top $4.80 a gallon. All right? That's exactly to, or one penny, it was $2.40 on January 20th, 2021. Now, I tell you what.
$4.86 is the average right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6 cents above that. So we're already over twice what it was when Biden took office. He's going to continue to blame
Putin. We said this morning, do you remember the good old days when it was all Trump's fault?
Yes. Uh-huh. Boy, he's making Trump look good.
I don't know how you spin this on him. I mean, when it first started going up, he blamed it on Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And Putin.
Well, it started going up when he took office.
Yeah.
He probably blamed it on Trump at that point.
As soon as he put his name on the dotted line.
As soon as he decided he wasn't going to allow pipelines to be built in our country, that's when it started going up. And we've talked about this. The cost of gasoline is based on what gas energy companies think is going to be the cost in the future when they buy it. All of these companies that buy gasoline and energy, they project what it's going to cost in what's called the futures market. So today's price is based on what they think it's going to be in the future. That's how that works. As soon as Biden decided he was going to shut down pipelines and stop drilling and fracking and the like, the price started to shoot up because people feared, oh my God, can you imagine how expensive it's going to be? We're going to have fewer, smaller amounts of gas. It's going to cost us more. That's when it started going up. It's that simple. And
it'll push consumers to buy electric cars.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got an extra $35,000 to $40,000. We'll go buy a couple of them.
Well, if you want the new Ford Lightning, you have to wait 4 years.
Yeah. So here we are, twice what it used to be. Biden is going to go on Jimmy Kimmel.
Huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I was going to say he's going to go on to get
laughs.
I was going to say that's late night, but they tape at 5, so he can still nap.
Yeah, he might fall asleep in the chair, but he's going to go on Jimmy Kimmel, and they're doing it because he is desperate to get some sort of exposure, because he's not talking.
If you're in the audience, how do you? Because when they bring out a guest, they usually cheer. How do you cheer for him when he comes out?
I'd be throwing lettuce.
Well, I'm sure they make sure that you're on the up and
so
up.
Some sort of a plexiglass between me and...
I would go and get me one of them Halloween costumes dressed up as a gas pump.
And then wander on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All we need is get a little handle on you and I can see you.
I'd walk right past him because he wouldn't know what I was.
We'll put his picture on you. You know how they do now with on the gas pumps? Anyway... Let us take our break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Michael Farron of the Mercatus Center. The labor market, it's looking good, but we're not going to get back to normal with all this inflation.
Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Caregivers find the support they need on Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Heard every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., Linda and her caring and knowledgeable guests will bring you education, information, and resources, as well as a shoulder for caregivers. That's Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver, where you can find help and hope every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna... Hey, we are back. Freedom Works, June the 6th, D-Day, wow. So, Biden's going to go on Jimmy Kimmel. And he's going on Jimmy Kimmel because things are so bad that they think... that if they give him more exposure, and he, you know, supposedly adds... Can you imagine him trying to ad-lib, by the way? So they're going to... I know that they're going to do this. Jimmy Kimmel will have gotten all of these things from the White House saying, okay, Jimmy, this is exactly what you say, okay? This is what you say to him when he comes out. And they're going to script it. And, of course, Jimmy Kimmel, who's, I'm sure, a liberal, is going to want to... want to follow exactly what they say. So now you got Biden, and it never works, by the way. This never works when you try to do this.
Well,
Biden, it knows what's coming, and they've prepped him on the answers.
Jimmy Kimmel is falling so fast. He's fourth in a three-man race right now. That's how bad his ratings are.
Yeah, you know that the
Why would they pair those two together? Maybe we can just sink one ship with one, two ships with one rock. You know?
They ought to go on Gutfeld. You know, he's got more than Kimmel or the other guy. He's number one right now on Fox, of all things, Fox News. I wonder if he'd go on Greg Gutfeld's show. I don't think so.
No.
Anyway, we've got Michael Farron with us. He is an economist for the Mercatus Center, and he's talked about the fact that even though the job numbers look good, we're not going to get back to normal with inflation. As it is. Michael, welcome to Freedom Works.
Thanks for having me.
So we got good news, I guess, on Friday with the May numbers, maybe surprisingly, even to the White House a little bit. Why is it that we're getting these good job numbers, do you think, in spite of what seems to be a horrible economy?
Well, the good job numbers, there was a mix, but overall things were quite good. We're looking at 390,000 new payroll jobs. That's on trend with the average 400,000 new jobs created or restored, might be the better way to say it, over the last year and a half every month. But the White House put out a Wall Street Journal op-ed earlier this last week before the jobs report saying we should expect things to start slowing down. And that's true. We're getting back to where the economy was before the pandemic, but we're not going to get back to exactly where it was exactly. That's part of my point, is that too many things have changed over the last 2 years. We have much more remote work. We have much more automation and a lot of service jobs. And so we have had the kind of creative destruction in the economy that shifts the economy to a new normal. So while we expect to see decrease in the number of jobs going forward created each month, it's not a cause for major concern. It's just an expression of the economy is reaching back to the place that it was beforehand, but it's not exactly the same.
Okay, you're an economist, Michael. Are we ever going to get back to $2.40 per gallon for gas?
Economists find it very difficult to make predictions, but I will go ahead and say that at some point, yes, we
will
definitely get back to that $2.40.
That'll be great. I hope it'll go even lower. So if that happens, a lot of this inflation stuff starts to dissipate as well, because a truck brings everything to us somehow, and the truck's got to buy diesel fuel, and the diesel fuel is, what, $5 a gallon now or something like that on average? So
yeah, diesel fuel is extremely high right
extremely
now.
High.
A lot of the manufacturing or the production of diesel apparently occurred in Russia. So that's understandable why that's so high right now.
Yeah. Well, then maybe Biden can legitimately blame Russia for diesel fuel. Even though sometimes.
Sure.
So we got all these things going wrong. And we talked earlier before you came on that Biden is going to show up on Jimmy Kimmel and try to banter with him a little bit, get him out there, more exposure. Things are not looking good. They're thinking of pulling away those tariffs Trump created on China. Do you think those – let me ask you about the tariff idea. Do you think that's a good idea?
If you want inflation to decrease, that's absolutely a great idea.
Hmm. And we do we not? So that'll be a good idea.
The tariff is a tax on consumers. It's just a very specific sales tax on the inputs that go into a particular good. And so, if you want your dishwashers or your refrigerators or your new cars that use those raw materials that we're getting from other countries, and especially including China, to be a bit cheaper, then getting rid of tariffs that the Trump administration put in place would definitely be a good idea.
Okay.
Definitely help.
Now, we go to the store, and we all know that everything costs more. Food is costing more. All products are costing more.
Definitely.
Cars and houses. I'm going to ask you about cars and houses. If I go and I want to put my house on the market in general these days, is that price going to be inflated as well? Therefore, if it is going to be higher than it would have been without the inflation, I'm not going to be able to sell my house as quickly? I know this is kind of a crazy question here, but I wanted to get your reading as an economist.
Yes, for a couple reasons. So you have to think about the customers who would be buying your house. A lot of those would be people who would be moving, people who are able to move. That really means, and the people who are able to move the most right now, really, that have the most cash in the bank, would be people who had spent the last 2 years, rather than taking nice vacations with the pandemic shutting everything down, have mostly, banked that money away. And so arguably, that's one of the reasons why ordinary investors, or rather ordinary customers, people who just want to live in a house, would be able to purchase that house at a higher price than they would have been able to previously. You also have the additional money that the Treasury has injected into the economy that is probably allowing more investor-sized purchases of houses from firms like BlackRock and others. So, yeah, I'd definitely say that your house is fetching a higher price, or rather, at least a few months ago, would have fetched a higher price because of inflation. It seems like things might be cooling off a little bit in the housing market.
You know, I can say one thing good about Joe Biden. He's been able to pull, with all the things that are happening, push away from the pandemic stories. That is no longer on the front page. Everything else is. We're talking with Michael Farron. He's an economist for the Mercatus Center, and we're talking about how the labor market, the job numbers have been good, but it doesn't make much difference when the inflation is as bad as it is. So let me ask you, Michael, are we in a recession, or are we soon going to be?
The difficulty of landing the plane, as the Federal Reserve likes to call it, gently, without triggering a recession, the difficulty of bringing inflation down by raising overnight treasury rates, raising the general interest rate of money in the economy, is quite difficult. So it's entirely possible that we could get triggered into a recession as they were trying to solve the inflation problem. I think it would be worth it to do so, to get inflation back under control. Because the longer that inflation remains high, the more that it's going to be embedded in people's expectations. And once it's embedded in people's expectations, it kind of acquires a life of its own. People start demanding higher raises year over year because of inflation, and it kind of spirals away from there. So the quicker we get under control, the better. But we might end up with a mild recession, but I don't think that it is going to cause nearly the same kind of problems that the steep recession that the Fed caused in the early 1980s to get Fed under control, inflation under control. I don't think it's going to be that bad, but don't say that you heard that from me. Economists don't like making predictions.
I know. So you did agree that the tariff reduction with China was probably a good idea. I tend to agree with you. I'd rather not see the tariffs on other countries. Let them go at it. You know, if they make a better product than we do, good. I'll go buy it. And it will force our
housing prices. You should reduce the tariffs on Canadian lumber.
That's another one. So Biden took a step in the right direction for once. What else can the administration do to reduce inflation and to get things back to normal again? Can he do anything further?
That's a good question. Mostly it's the Federal Reserve and Biden admitted just as much in his Wall Street Journal article that, you know, the Federal Reserve is the one that is tasked with this.
And he says he's going to keep his hands off the Fed.
Yeah, that's important because otherwise people start thinking of the Fed as being a political institution and then start seeing anything that the Fed does through a political lens, and that won't be good at all because you will think that, you know, the Fed will do things under one administration, do things under a different administration, and predictability, a reasonable level of certainty is incredibly important.
Yeah, but
for the economy and for businesses to invest. And when you don't have that certainty, businesses invest less, and you get less economic growth, you get less growth and recovery from recessions. So the more predictable the Fed can be by being less political, the better.
But Janet Yellen, Janet Yellen, the former Fed chairman, said they blew it. They didn't realize inflation was going to last like it did. She just, which is, you know, I give her credit for saying that they made a mistake. You generally, you're not going to hear that. But that takes away some of the confidence, does it not, in the Fed and knowing what's going on, knowing what to do?
Yes and no. So if you look at it from a very shallow level, you might say, well, they got it wrong. They're the experts who are supposed to get it right, and they got it wrong, so I don't trust them as much anymore. But in today's world, a leader owning up to a mistake that they've made and acknowledging that they need a course correction?
Mind-boggling.
That should be applauded.
Yes.
So it actually gives me greater confidence in the Fed when they can say, you know what, we thought this was going to be transitory. It hasn't been, and we're going to pivot to address this problem that we didn't realize was in the creation stage. Yeah, that actually gives me more confidence to do the right thing when they need to.
Well, why doesn't the Biden administration take some of that message, start being a little bit more honest about things? Because I think people would start to give him a little more respect and give him a little more, backing. But right now, it's everybody else's fault, and he has nothing to do with it, right?
I would agree that, in general, the more that politicians would own up to their own mistakes and go ahead and clarify where they pivot and how their views have changed on things, the more that I would trust them, at least. And I think that more that the ordinary voter would as well. But that's a difficult thing to do in politics where everybody's ready to
hear
the first word of weakness.
Michael, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so very much for coming on. I know we'll be talking again down the road.
I look forward to it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Farron of the Mercatus Center. Okay, we are going to take our break. And when we come back, Ron DeSantis, looking good. He beat Trump in a straw poll for the second year in a row at the Western Conservative Summit. We're going to talk about that with Andrew Ceresi, the proprietor of Mainstream America's Barber Poll.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Hey, Tan Talk listeners, get your calendars out because Senior Voice America is going to an every morning format from 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Your hosts Tim Bryce and Berkeley Badger shall have even more time to discuss politics, religion, finance, and health. So set your dials, you early bird seniors, and join the call-in party every morning, 8 to 10 a.m. on your Tan Talk radio network. SVA, improving your day.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're back on June the 6th, D-Day. Wow, 78 years ago, our troops landed in Europe. Don't forget that. So, Governor Ron DeSantis has once again... I say again, he's done it twice now. He swept a straw poll for the presidential nomination in 2024. He did it at the Western Conservative Summit in Denver. He beat Donald Trump 71% to 67%, 4 percentage points. Last year, at the same conference, at the same summit, he beat Trump 74 to 71%. So he's actually... He increased it by 1%. Now this is just, you know, a lot of Christians and a lot of far-right conservatives, et cetera, but still, it just continues to make my point. I think that Ron DeSantis is the golden boy. Now, speaking of attending conferences and the like.
And you'd never know that by reading St. Pete, but the Tampa Bay Times, where he's being slung through the mud like crazy.
Oh, God, they hate him. Hey, but speaking of attending things, I understand, Ed, that you went to a Joe Biden rally recently. I want to congratulate you for changing sides. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to do my part, and people say you got to do something to move things along. So I was out Sunday early. I had a few hours to kill working on the tan, riding the scooter around, and usually on the corner of Court Street and Fort Harrison. This is on Saturday's a big Trump rally. All the flags hanging and beeping and stuff. So I was going past there, and there was a Joe Biden rally on the corner.
No kidding.
So I pulled over and walked up to the guy that was doing the rally by himself, standing there on the corner.
By himself. He was a one-man rally?
He was standing there waving his flag. So luckily, I always carry it around with me. I had my trusty, in my trunk, I had my trusty 3x5 Let's Go Brandon flag.
Oh, good.
So I got it out and I walked up to the corner and stood next to him. And then people would go by beeping and I would yell, "Let's go, Brandon," and then they would sing the chorus to that.
Oh, that's very nice.
As they went by. So after about 15 minutes he left.
Really? And you stayed?
No, I did my,
you just waited for him to go and then you left.
I did all my right. My purpose was used, you know?
There you go. Well, we've got both of the Ceresi brothers. We've got both Andrew and Angelo. And Angelo, things are getting... I mean, now we have to make jokes about what is going on because it's so bad. But give us an update there in Rochester, New York area. How are things going? Do you think... there's any chance that all the congressmen around you that are Democrats are going to get tossed? Or is it such a blue area that not going to change anything?
I don't know. You know, I hear different stories, but I doubt it. The governor today is signing a bill that the Democrats in the New York State Assembly and in the Senate passed about you have to be licensed and have a permit in order to buy and carry a semi-automatic rifle. And they want to micro do something to the bullets, whatever. She's signing it until.
Oh, good. They're gonna stop the bullets. They're gonna stop production of bullets. Is that how they're gonna do this?
They're gonna do some micro stamping the bullets. They want to micro stamp the bullets.
Oh, micro stamp them.
And then, like I said, you have to get a license or a permit in order to purchase and carry a semi-automatic rifle. They raised the age to 21. You know, that includes like .22 caliber plinking guns, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. None of this is going anywhere. I mean, it's not going to pass. So we can just stop.
They passed it here in New York State.
Oh, in New York State they did.
Yeah, they already
okay.
passed it in New York
All right,
State.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I was thinking federal.
Signing it into law today. I mean, you know, somebody's got to take these people to court and see, I mean, what are...
Well, it's not going to do any good, is it? I mean, look, New York's probably got more gun laws than any other state. The city of New York has probably got as many or more gun laws than maybe any other place except Chicago. And I can't think of a worse place for crime and guns and killings than Chicago. So it doesn't do any good. We all know it doesn't do any good. Andrew, you know it doesn't do any good. But we can't seem to convince people. And the Democrats are gleeful. I'm going to say this for sure. They're gleeful that these mass shootings are occurring because it gives them an issue. And they can say, disregard the man behind the curtain. Come over here and look at this issue, right?
Right. That's exactly what we're doing. We had five shootings here over the weekend in Rochester.
Wow. Yeah. So, Andrew, what do you think about all of this? I mean, is this going anywhere, or is this just all hot air?
Well, you know, Paul, I think we need to take all of the people that aren't drunk drivers off the road to protect them.
And it would be bumper car on the highways.
Right, you know, we got to protect the normal people, the safe people from the drunk drivers, so we need to stop them from driving.
So all we would have are drunk drivers.
That's right.
In other words, you have to pass a driving test to even get on the road.
Isn't that saying the same thing, Paul?
Yeah.
Let's take away the good people, the good patriots and everybody's guns to, you know, protect a few of the people that are criminals. Paul, let me tell you something. I don't underestimate that this administration could even be behind some of these mass shootings, Paul.
Oh, boy.
Because, Paul, they will do anything. It doesn't matter who dies to get their agenda across. It's just a minuscule thing. But look what it causes. I don't doubt it for 1 minute, Paul.
I don't think that is the case at all. There is mass shooting. But here's what I will say. Here's what I will say, Andrew. The mass shootings in schools, or the guy that goes to the grocery store and kills 12 people, like in Buffalo, or goes to a nightclub, it's still an infinitesimal amount of the gun killings. They're all basically in the inner cities, run by Democrats. Right, Angelo? That's where 90% of all this, huh?
Absolutely. They're the ones that want to sue the gun maker. Besides, you might as well sue the automobile maker, right? Might as well sue the liquor companies. You know, they're going crazy now.
Yeah. And it's all inner city. I mean, 90% of it is inner city crime. And all these cities are run by Democrats. And they got 5,000 laws on the books already. So all the laws you'll never take away the guns from the bad guy. The bad guy's not going to follow the law. I don't care what you do. So why don't we drop that whole thing? Because it's the culture. It's what's between your ears that determines whether someone gets shot or not. Right, right, Andrew?
Well, Paul, you know what I think about that. It's like I said, if you look at all these people that did these mass shootings, let's check out their history. And I'm quite sure they had mental problems before, and they're on some kind of mind-altering drug now.
Yeah, they all have mental issues. I mean,
every one of them.
And you know, another characteristic, quite frankly, I have never known a wealthy, happy, or just let's say a wealthy, college-educated person. Well, I shouldn't say that. There might be one or two somewhere, but rarely are mass shooters, you know, doing well. They're not doing well. They're not doing well. They're loners. They feel life has not treated them well, correct? And these are the ones that go out. So it starts with their own culture. It starts with what's in between their ears. And they're going to find a gun if they, I don't care what law you pay, you're going to find a gun. All you have to do is walk into the neighborhood and get a gun, right?
If they don't use a gun, they use something else.
Right.
Look at the guy with the car.
In Waukesha, Wisconsin.
That's right. I mean, you know, Paul, they need to drop the gun thing and focus on a lot of other things that are going on that people don't see. I mean, you know, there's a shortage on a lot of different articles in the stores at this point, right?
Yes.
Do you know what urea is?
My urea?
Urea.
My urea. What about urea?
urea, okay?
I'm just teasing
you. Urea is a form of fertilizer.
Oh, okay.
It's exported. The biggest exporters of urea is Russia and China. And we are the biggest consumer of urea. Now, urea is used in a product called DEF, which controls pollutants in a diesel vehicle. Okay, a diesel rig cannot start up the newer models without DEF in their system. Okay, now, Russia and China have cut off the supply or the exporting of urea, which is fertilizers for our farmers, and this product DEF. Now, if you think you've seen shortages on anything, these trucks aren't going to be able to move
without
the product, Paul. So there's a lot of things going on, and you just answered my question. Everybody's talking about this gun control, when meanwhile, you're going to see a bunch of shortages coming along here. If they
cannot
get this product.
Very scary.
You're going to put our truckers at a standstill. Now, I also understand that Union Pacific Railroad is the only system that can transport this product to where it has to go. And I think you need to do some research on who is running Union Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
It's got ties to the Democrat Party.
Union Pacific has ties to the Democratic Party, okay.
Yeah, the CEO of Union Pacific.
So you're saying that there's an intentional decision to limit this product so that we can kind of shut down trucks.
That's right.
Okay.
You've got Russia and China stopping exporting urea. That's our fertilizer and this one important ingredient in DEF.
Okay, I'll start looking at that. I got another thing, though. You just reminded me of this. Do you know the farmers need nitrogen for the fertilizing of the crops? Do you know that nitrogen is a direct byproduct of energy, that it's affecting our ability to grow our food because of this idiocy when it comes to the availability of oil and gas? Angelo, were you familiar with that? That, you know, the farmers, that our whole farming culture is being topsy-turvy because of this?
This is the first I've heard of it, you know, but I guess I've heard somewhere before that nitrogen is a byproduct.
It's a huge important part of growing and fertilizing. Yeah.
And
we never think of that. We think about our cars, you know, that's what we think about. But all of these other things, and of course our heating and our cooling and everything else. I mean, what are people going to do when it, in October, November, and December when it's getting colder again, and the cost, can you imagine what the cost of gas is going to be at that point?
Oh, unbelievable.
I'd say $6 a gallon by the 4th of July, Paul.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, now we would have laughed. Go ahead.
We're going to start seeing shortages on a lot of products by the end of this summer. This is all in their plan, Paul. Let's break down the country, break down the people. Just like today, I'm hearing you guys talking about how good the job reports are. What was it, 450,000 jobs?
390,000 in the last month.
390,000 jobs. Now, let's think about what that is in a population of, what, 333 million?
Yeah.
What is?
Not a lot.
That's another thing. It's one tenth of 100%, Paul.
It's not a lot.
So how is that a good jobs report? And what kind of jobs are these, Paul? McDonald's?
They are.
Starbucks?
They are.
Okay. So how is this? It's such a good jobs report. It's lousy. It sucks.
Yeah, it is. I tend to agree with you that it's not a great jobs report, but people are coming.
So why is everybody bragging about it?
Well, because people are coming back into the workforce. I mean, Biden goes like he's creating the jobs. Nobody with a brain in their head believes that. He's not creating jobs. People are coming back from the pandemic and all of the unemployment situations because of it. It's not like he's creating new jobs.
Well, it's just like your guys were talking about the moron Biden taking off the Trump tariffs on China. Okay? Now, I understand what you said when you said, well, if they make a better product at a cheaper price, fine. But they make a crappier product at the same price. I mean, let's be real.
Then people won't buy it.
Junk.
But people won't buy it if it's the crappy product.
And the fact is, if we depended on China, we're screwed again. Let's be real.
Well, let's not depend on China, but let's make our products better so we don't need to buy China.
I agree 100%.
So the best way to do that is to allow those products to come in and force us to make better products.
Well, Paul,
that's how it works.
We've got to start building factories again because we knocked them all down.
Fine.
We don't produce anything except a lot of morons in this country today.
We are still number one in food production, but I'm talking about what's going on with energy. It's affecting our food production, too.
It's a vicious circle, Paul.
They have declared war against the fossil fuels and the fossil fuel companies.
That's correct. So it goes back to this nonsense about declaring war on our energy abilities. Everything I'm thinking is stemming from that.
Right, it is.
Yeah.
What they have done is they've forced the price of fuel to go high because they discourage people from driving their vehicles, just like this goofy congressman or senator is proposing 1,000% tax on firearms to discourage people. You know, it costs almost $5,000 to purchase a firearm. You know, these people, I don't know where they're coming from. I mean,
yeah. Hey, speaking of that, Angelo.
Is to discourage the American people from driving their cars and doing this and doing that.
Speaking of the firearm purchases, Angelo, firearm purchases by minorities in America have soared over the past few years.
Yes, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Between 2019 and 2020, there were 58% hikes in blacks buying firearms.
And that stems from the reason to defund the police.
And then
the Republican Party's got to start talking. Hey, you people are the ones that wanted to defund the police. We have a vice president that bailed out rioters and protesters in 2020 when they were destroying buildings in the Summer of Love. I mean, come on. And the American people put up with it?
I agree. You're right. Gentlemen, we could go on forever. And it's such a delight to have both of you, especially having Angelo every Monday. Thanks, guys, so much. And, Andrew, we will talk again on Wednesday.
You got it, Paul. Have a good day, guys.
All right, buddy.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Angelo. Thanks, Andrew. All right, there they go. We're going to take our break. When we come back, why is State Farm Insurance pushing kids' books on gender fluidity? What? We're going to take a look.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Hey, you new to the area or just want to know about the best hidden gems and upcoming events? Stay tuned. Be Local Buzz with Devin takes you to these places, introduces you to the best businesses, and tells you about upcoming buzz. Preset your radio to Tan Talk 1340 AM or 106.1 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. That is the Be Local Buzz with Devin on Tan Talk 1340 AM and 106 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. Looking forward to speaking with you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment of Freedom Works. We thank you for joining us. We are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. And thanks to Big Ed. If you want to listen to our show again or you didn't hear it, you can go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com. And listen to it because he's put all our shows on podcast. O-U-R, ourfreedomworks.com. Okay, so why is State Farm involved in pushing any kind of a child's book on LGBTQ? gender fluidity kinds of things. State Farm has quickly ditched a partnership that pushed books about gender fluidity on young kids. After consumer research launched the Like a Creepy Neighbor campaign. Remember the Like a Good Neighbor State Farm is there? They got it, Like a Creepy Neighbor. Not only that, low internal morale with State Farm Insurance, angry agents, all kinds of things. Now, my question is, why were they doing that at all? I guess it says here they had their 100-year anniversary of the founding of State Farm in Las Vegas. And I'm trying to see why in God's name they were... There was some sort of book. It was really it had urged Florida agents to provide LGBTQ plus books to kids through a partnership with the Gender Cool program. Never heard of that. The Gender Cool program, which describes itself as, quote, helping replace misinformed opinions with positive experience meeting transgender and non-binary youth. Why does the insurance company want to get involved with that kind of thing? Where do they think, how is they think that's going to end up? I mean, that's really crazy. All right. Before we get to our top 10, Ed, finally, the Tampa Bay Lightning won a game against the New York Rangers last night. It was a thriller. Mm. I think it was 3-2 final score. Did you watch any of it?
Unfortunately, I was in at a function.
On the street.
Yeah, I was at a function, so I couldn't.
Yeah, you were doing your Let's Go Brandon flag.
No, waving. No, I was at a kind of a memorial kind of thing for somebody.
Oh,
so,
okay.
All right. People.
All right, sure.
So I didn't really. It was on next door. I peeked a couple times, but once or twice. But
right.
I understand they won by in the last minute.
They did. They scored in the third period to finally go ahead of the Rangers. The Rangers took a 2-0 lead, and they had to score three straight goals. And that final goal, I'm telling you, we were over at Norton's, our group, jumping out of our seats, thinking, finally.
I'm sorry to say, I think that might be the last victory of this series.
Oh, you don't?
I just don't. They don't look like they have it. You know, they struggled.
I think the Rangers making them do that. I think it's the Rangers.
Well, it's just the Rangers are the better team.
They might be. They got a great goalie. He's every bit as good as Vasilevskiy from what I've seen so far.
Yeah.
Anything on the other front, like baseball or
Well, the Rays sport? Lost again, so they lost 2 out of 3. And they had their LBGTQ whatever night, and the Rays recommended that players wear a specific uniform. 5 opted out. Now there's some controversy over it. The group is calling it blah, 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 blah.
You can't force somebody to wear something
that
they don't believe in.
Those people that are saying that, what if they required to put a cross on their hat? Those same people come out and say, no, you can't do that. You can't force them. And one of the Rays pitchers spoke for the 5 and said it was a religious thing for them.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Nothing further to be said. You're right. Absolutely right.
Which backs up my theory. They are no longer let's get along, folks.
Yeah.
Now it's let's go along.
There's one of those coaches that
go along or you're not a good person.
One of the baseball coaches, and you can tell me who it is, managers, is still going to take a knee during the national anthem.
Is it the San Francisco
Giants?
Yeah.
That's who it is. What are you doing? You know, all you're doing, you're not making anything. You're not unifying anything. You're disrupting it something.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, time for our top 10. We've been doing best movies per state, Ed.
Yeah.
And now we're going to do Massachusetts to New Jersey, the best movie in each of these states, okay?
Here
we go. Number, let's go with Massachusetts. Good Will Hunting. It was a good movie.
I just watched that movie within 2 weeks ago.
What'd you think?
It was all right. It was okay. No, it was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the one about the guy that's a genius, when it comes to numbers.
Genius math kid.
And Robin Williams was the psychologist. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. After Massachusetts. Oh, Michigan. Here we go. See, they don't have them in order.
I know.
I got to go up and down the list to find it.
You got it.
All right. Michigan, Anatomy of a Murder. I remember that movie. It was an excellent movie. It was made in 1959 with Jimmy Stewart.
Black and white.
100%. Yeah, it was black and white. But it was effective. No, they did it in black and white intentional. Listen, they've been doing color since 1932.
It was on the tube, black and white. I'm not watching it.
Okay. Why is it that you won't watch a black and white movie? You know, you are depriving yourself of some great movies. Okay?
Okay.
And that's all I got to say about that. All right. Let's see. The next state is, if I can find it here, hold on. Okay, Minnesota. And I don't know the movie. A Simple Plan, 1998. Do you know that one, Ed?
No.
Okay, let's forget that one. Mississippi. Mississippi Burning. That was racial killings back in the 50s or 60s.
Didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. I think, who's the guy that played in The French Connection? He was in it. He starred in it.
I don't know. I think it's a very long movie, though.
Yeah. Willem Dafoe was in it. I remember that. Okay. Missouri. Up in the Air. Made in 2009. Do you know that movie?
Nope.
Okay. Montana. Little Big Man with Dustin Hoffman. Remember that movie?
No.
Oh, that was an interesting movie. That was made in 1969. Okay. Nebraska. The movie Nebraska. It's called Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a good movie. No, it was a good movie.
It wasn't hard to come up with a name for that movie.
No. What's his name? Dern. Bruce Dern. An older, confused man. Kind of a Joe Biden kind of thing. Yeah. It was good, actually. All right. Let's see here. Nevada. The movie Casino. Oh, yeah.
That's got to be there.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Good movie? A
couple hundred times at least.
Oh, you loved it. Okay.
Great gangster movie. One of the all-time greats. Up there with Goodfellas.
Really?
Yeah. Joe Pesci. All crew was there.
Yeah, it was violent. I remember that.
Robert De Niro. Yeah.
Wasn't the actor...
Sharon Stone.
Wasn't the comedian, the guy, the insult guy, Don Rickles in it?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I've seen the movie. Okay.
You got about a minute.
Yeah. New Hampshire. On Golden Pond. Oh, okay. Henry Fonda won an Oscar. Can't argue with that one. New Jersey. On the Waterfront. Now, that's a black and white movie you got to see. All right?
It's 1954, a great movie. Right?
You are right. How'd you know?
Because that was in that movie quiz show.
You're right.
When a guy
Marlon
cheated.
Marlon Brando, Eva Marie Saint,
and he tanked
Carl
on it.
Malden.
He it was tanked
a
on it.
Black and white movie, you got to see it. All right, thanks so much. We will be back on Wednesday. Remember, freedom works.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide.